on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Make this guy the moderator of the debates.
News, I'm Richard Jordan. The driver who plowed into a group of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, will spend the rest of his life in prison. Heather Heyer's mother says she's glad her daughter's killer will never be free again.
The last time I saw my daughter was to identify her body and to sign the papers for her to be cremated. And I held her bruised hand and bruised arm, and I said, I'm going to make this count for you. And that's what I've done.
James Alex Fields apologized for the 2017 attack before sentencing. A man is arrested in the kidnapping and murder of Utah college student Mackenzie Lewick.
Police say Mackenzie was dropped off at a park by a Lyft driver June 17th, and the digital footprints led them to the suspect's home where they found Mackenzie's DNA in a burn pile.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. President Trump and the Chinese president meet at the G20 in a few hours. The leaders are expected to revisit trade talks. This is Fox News.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Introducing the new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's. It comes with a new bacon double stack made with a quarter pound of fresh, never frozen beef and topped with crispy applewood smoked bacon. Plus four nuggets, fries, and a drink all for just $5. That's right, just $5. The new $5 Biggie Bag from Wendy's is everything you could ever want. Well, at least for lunch. Try Wendy's new $5 Biggie Bag today. Biggie Bag includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and a small drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Approximate weight before cooking. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Orchard Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. You get down here to the marina and rent you a pontoon boat and cruise up and down this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever tried it, it's a lot of fun. Everybody comes back with a big smile on their face. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license. That's right, no boating license required to rent a boat. Now let's talk about good times on the river. Well, first of all, let's jump right to the schedule change. We're going to be closed up Sunday. That's right, starting June 30th. We'll be closed for a week. We won't open back up until Friday, July the 5th at 5 o'clock. That's right. On the 5th at 5, we'll be open with fresh seafood. We'll be open this week through Saturday and closing up Sunday for give everybody a week off for 4th of July. Get out and cool off a little bit. So you know where we'll be? Somewhere not at the Oyster Bar. That's right. So now let's talk about why we are here. We're going to cook you up fresh seafood. We got a steamer. We got those wonderful shrimp from Argentina, those deep water shrimp, the Royal Red. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and everything you need to know. Happy 4th of July, y'all, and see you soon.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
As we roll into the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch has a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one on the Wetumpka Highway. It is just before Jasmine Hill Road headed northbound, so be careful there. We also have a crash on I-65 southbound. It's down in the Hope Hull area, so if you're headed south of town, be careful. It's around exit 151. And we have a report of a car fire in Grady. That's down in the country. The fire units are responding to that at McClendon and Lewis Road. They've got McClendon Road blocked at this time. If you're using the boulevard to roll to the house, be careful. There's lots of folks rolling with you, and it's busy around all the intersections. We don't see any big problems on the interstates other than the usual slowdown around the interchange on I-85 southbound. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Come join the City of Prattville for their 18th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the City Pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There will be a concert by Established, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit PrattvilleAL.gov.
This is an old expression. People say this. They say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? You ever heard that before? It's a bananas insulting expression to an entire gender. You know what that expression means? It means, why would you marry a woman if she's already having sex with you? Which has nothing to do with what relationships are even like anymore. Now it's like, why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every day the cow asks you when you're gonna buy it, and you live in a really small apartment with the cow, so you can't avoid that question at all. And also, the cow is way better at arguing than you are. And the cow grew up in a family that knows how to argue. Why buy the cow? Question mark. Maybe because every time another cow gets bought, you have to go to the sale, and you have to sit next to your cow at the sale, and your cow looks over at you the entire time like, and does not enjoy the sale at all. Even though she's the one that wanted to go to the sale. And she's especially mad because that farmer and cow met like 8 months after you guys met.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
We were just talking about Dumb and Dumber in the break. I have that one always on
That's
standby.
That's amazing. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Now, I've pulled this up because I don't know
if... You sold our dead bird to a blind kid?
Harry, I took care of it. But with the falling apart of Joe Biden last night, just the terrible, terrible performance, a disaster. I'm wondering if the folks here in the room, Klabe, Dave, Eddie, mm-hmm. if y'all have seen the classic Joe Biden discusses AIDS.
Yes, Baron and I have played this, and it's really funny.
No, I have not.
Okay.
It's wonderful. The video only makes it better.
It's bananas.
Oh, yeah. The audio's great, but the video even makes it better. You're right. Eddie, if you haven't seen this, I'm going to make it full screen.
Okay.
You've got to see this. Folks, we shouldn't be surprised that Joe Biden fell apart, because he hasn't been great in past debates. And this is one of those moments that will live on in infamy.
Out there. The fact of the matter is, mm-hmm. what Hillary points out, there's neglect in the part of the medical and the white community focusing on educating the minority community out there. I spent last summer going through the black sections of my town holding rallies in parks, yeah. trying to get black men to understand it's not unmanly to wear a condom, getting women to understand they can say no, getting people in the position where testing matters. I got tested for AIDS. I know Barack got tested for AIDS. There's no shame in being tested for AIDS. It's an important thing.
No, wait.
Barack's like, please.
Wait for Al Sharpton. Watch the screen.
Oh, God.
They're engaged in denial. No one wants to talk about it in the community, and we do not have enough leaders in the community and outside the community demanding we face the reality, confront the men in the community, Lord, as well as the women, letting them know Sarah, there are alternatives.
Wait Thank for
you.
It.
Oh, good Lord.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Somehow. That was that exact voice.
What
Somehow.
What that fool just say?
Somehow.
Well, and you think Joe Biden's got a... He's like, I've always fought for civil rights, and I don't deny you that, Joe, but like that, just that speech makes me feel weird, man.
Cringy. Very cringy.
Yeah. It's like, talk about the... It's almost like the bigotry of soft expectations or low expectations.
The soft bigotry
soft
of,
bigotry.
Of a low expectations.
Yeah, where it's like, we got to inform these black people on, you know, proper sex education.
We got to tell these black women that you ain't got to have sex with everybody.
You're allowed to say no.
Like, give me a break, man.
I love he said,
so he's
I know Barack got tested, you know, he nasty. he said he was down with some South Chicago skank and he just felt he had to get it checked out,
and
you know?
Folks.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Indeed.
Hey, now.
All right. And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil?
Yeah.
Neil, buddy. I miss you, man.
Yeah, you do. I'm sure you do.
I miss you.
He's the one where he tells the guy to stand up and the guy's in the
butt
chair.
Buddy.
Yeah, there's this great one where it's a guy.
No wonder he got tested for AIDS.
It's like he's trying to celebrate this guy. Say, stand up. Recognize you. Oh, my God. The guy's in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair.
Then he tells everybody else to stand up around the guy who can't stand up. Like, Joe Biden. Is a gaffe machine.
He is, and he always has been.
And there's one thing when he has energy behind those gaffes, and he really means it, but he's losing the energy. He's sleepy.
Yeah.
Very, very sleepy.
My a buddy of mine, when he became the VP, I thought it was a good nickname. We tried, but we could never make fetch work, Joey. But I thought the perfect nickname for him was Yucks. Because he's always yucking it up, you know? Yuck. Like, because he's just always trying to joke about things that aren't quite funny to other people.
Well, and also I think the internet culture has started to take somebody like Biden down quick and hard. Like, I saw a meme yesterday. Always dangerous to talk about memes or memes here on the radio.
Memes.
But this meme was a shot of Biden looking at Bernie Sanders talking, but Sanders is kind of looking away from him, so it looks like Biden is staring at the back of Bernie's head. And the caption is, he wants to sniff that hair so hard. And it's just like, you're never going to live it down.
You mean the cat hair?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just
old Bernie the cat hair guy.
I'm loving that it is becoming a bit like Idiocracy. I mean, there are serious issues facing the nation, but...
No, there's not. There aren't. That's the thing. Is if... And Joey, I would think that you, of all people, would embrace this. If you just steer into the absurdity, that's truly... people were like, why do you like Trump? I'm like, because he's funny.
Yes.
Okay? And because we live in a world where Donald Trump can be the president, and that is hilarious to me.
Yes.
Okay? Nothing matters. Who cares? What has changed? What has changed? What was different when from my life? What was different when Obama was the president? What was different when Trump's the president? Nothing.
Actually, I completely agree with you. There's not much of anything that concerns me personally changed my life.
I mean, I am lucky that, and it has a lot to do with how old I was when Obama was elected and where I was in my career, but, I keep making more money, and I keep doing better, and it has nothing to do with, who the president is or really who's in control of Congress. I mean, sometimes I try to take more of your money, sometimes I try to give a little bit more back, but, in general,
You're reminding me of Bill Burr. They did this epic End of the World podcast for the election night of 2016 at the Comedy Store. And when Trump wins, there's one Trump fan in the back of the room. This is in Los Angeles. And Bill Burr stands up. It's like, you, sir, your life has changed. You wait by the phone. He's going to call you, sir.
Right.
Because of you, your life has changed. No, he's going to put your pants on for you.
So that's the thing that, and part of this is, I just think it's funny because... Even conservatives are well, if this guy doesn't win and blah, it's
end of the world.
The end of the world.
Whoever's the president, whoever's your leader, it shouldn't have that much of an effect.
Oh, I agree completely.
And things aren't going to magically get better or worse for you because of it.
Well, and there's too much. I think there's too much at stake, or people treat it like there's too much at stake. Thus, the division
in
the country.
People treat it like there's too much at stake.
Yeah. And it should not be our main focus.
And there are legitimate differences, and I get that, but it's really kind of on the margins.
Right.
It's not really
there's a system involved.
Right. Yeah,
but you got fear-mongering. Fear-mongering gets votes.
I've constantly made the point that the last few presidents we had, they all ran as so-called peace candidates. Mm-hmm. W with his humble foreign policy. Barack Obama, no more wars of choice. Donald Trump almost essentially saying in South Carolina, of all places, Bush lied, people died. Well, and now every time they get behind that desk in the Oval, they're the ones sending more troops into certain places, doing certain actions.
What that tells me is that we're all schmucks.
Yeah.
Not us sitting here, but the American, newsflash, American people, schmucks. Right.
And there's a system built around the presidency.
But why do we keep falling for it?
Well, because I don't know. It makes us feel powerful, I suppose.
We're minions.
Oh, the illusion of choice? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Illusion of choice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're minions, Clay.
Yeah.
But that's the truth, basically. Though.
I mean, that's on either side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the outcast like Joey.
Yeah, the malcontents.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave and I are of the same cloth.
Yeah, pretty much. And And y'all are minions behind y'all's own ideas.
Yeah.
You know,
correct.
And I mean,
what master do you serve? It's not the presidency.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I serve certain masters. Hell, you might even say it's a contraction of sorts.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. First Baptist Church in Prattville is open for service after a stomach virus impacted some adult members of the church. The church canceled the rest of its vacation Bible school. The building was thoroughly cleaned and disinfected. Church leaders say the virus was not foodborne. Prattville authorities need your help finding 81-year-old James Merriweather. He was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. He has several health conditions. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. A woman who said she dated Roy Moore as a teenager is asking a judge to resolve Moore's defamation lawsuit against her as he begins a new Senate campaign. Lawyers for Debbie Wesson Gibson filed a motion this week after a lost Senate race in 2017. Moore sued Gibson and others who said Moore pursued romantic and sexual relationships with them when they were teens and he was in his 30s. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. No surprises in the forecast as we go through this last weekend in June. Still, there is a risk you can encounter an isolated storm. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday will be hot, but there will be scattered relief. A few extra storms on the radar, so your chances are slightly better. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot, low to mid-90s both days, lows at night in the low 70s. The first day of July, Monday, is hot. High 95 and Tuesday's high 96. There will only be widely scattered storms for the lucky towns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we don't see a lot of issues for you this afternoon other than there is a lot of traffic out on the roadways. We don't have any slowdowns or accidents around the river region. I-65 and I-85 are up at a speed limit ride. Traffic on the boulevard is extremely crowded, so watch yourself around the intersections. And traveling out of town on the 31s looks like a smooth ride for you this afternoon. Let's be careful, get our weekend started safely. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air with Life Flight. When seconds matter, trained professionals are there for you and those you love. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided.
period.
With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their mini station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Self-help books. Why do so many people need help? Life is not that complicated. You get up, you go to work, you eat three meals, you take one good shit, and you go back to bed. And the part I really don't understand, if you're looking for self-help, why would you read a book written by somebody else? That's not self-help, that's help. There's no such thing as self-help. If you did it yourself, you didn't need help. You did it yourself. Try to pay attention to the language we've all agreed on.
George Carlin is just so, so good.
The best.
So cynical in the right way.
He's got one of the best quotes I've always cited. And, you know, scratch a cynic, you'll find a disappointed idealist. I can relate to that, George.
What does he say, too? What's the thing about if voting changed anything, they wouldn't let us do it?
Yeah, there you go. When we play the owners
that's
often
probably a better clip.
Yeah. Mm. He's so funny, though.
Yeah.
I remember seeing him, like, as a kid and being like, good God, like, basically, like, you know, like, what, like, you're not allowed to talk like that, you know? Like,
well, and his process as a comedian was very unique in that he wrote everything out and everything down, and he memorized this huge transcript. And
wow.
Like, it was, sometimes he'd read it in front of the audience. Yeah, I'm working on this, folks. And then he said he would write sober, like write out a whole chapter or, whole, you know, 10 minutes. And then he would take a small hit on a joint. Well, puff, puff, and then he'd say, it's punch-up time, and then he'd edit that way, and yeah, I think
that's funny, because that's the exact opposite of the Hemingway thing, which is write drunk, edit sober.
Okay. So. Interesting. Well, I can see where that would benefit somebody in comedy, to edit a little intoxicated.
Yeah. That's the way the Roman government worked in old Rome. All the legislators got together and got...
Legislate drunk?
Crap-faced drunk. And they had a scribe there to write down everything that was said. And then they came back stone sober and was like, all right, here's what you said, guys.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh,
that's what I've been trying to tell people. This is Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, you know, senior senator.
Hi, Miss Lindsey.
And I've been trying to tell people we need to drink more in Washington, D.C. and get to know each other. See what happens. Lindsey Graham, 2020.
Especially some of these big men like Tom Cotton.
Oh, Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton. That is a strong man. You talk about a hawk. Ooh.
Anyway, let's go to the phones and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, what's up?
What's going on, y'all?
How you doing, bud?
Earlier, y'all were talking about the dead parrot and the blind guy, and that triggered another great skit from one of the greatest comedy groups in the history that reminded me of. The dead parrot from
Monty Python?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. Is it funny when they do it?
Yeah, it's a live clip, but that was well worthwhile if y'all wanted to play that on the air. It's clean and all, but it's hilarious.
I'd have to double check with Monty Python. I think some guy who worked here years ago played a Monty Python bit, and he was no more.
He no longer works here anymore.
I got to be careful about that, you know.
Well, anyway, whatever the case may be, but yeah, if not, but y'all have a good weekend and enjoying the show.
All right, buddy. All right, thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, it's a shame, though. I'm always torn here on the radio, and I'm fine to play by the rules and do whatever because I like the job. But, like, in this day and age where everything I pretty much watch is internet-based,
yeah,
and people can say whatever they want, for better or for worse, to see, like, all these structured traditional media and, like, these debates and whatnot, I'm schizophrenic in a way, where it's like, why can't I just share the stuff millions of other people are watching? Come on! Mm-hmm. Prim and proper society.
It's funny you say that, because I had, especially, like, when I first came on, I had several people, including maybe my wife, who were like, you did a good job, you didn't cuss.
I got that a lot.
Which is really, it's really hard. I mean, honestly, hanging out with you guys, we just start having a good conversation, yeah. And man, it's hard not to just go,
Well, and there's a great Lewis Black bit where he talks about doing the White House Correspondents' Dinner, yeah. And they wanted to check his, you know, his jokes. And, like, you can't say this, you can't say the F word, Mr. Black. You can't say nipple, Mr. Black. And he's like, wait. These people are essentially controlling the decisions of war and peace in this country. Some of them have even the nuclear codes. And if the funny man said poopy, they'll just lose their minds.
Basically.
Like, give me a break.
It's, you know what, it's funny because it's not necessarily that they would lose their minds. It's the people around them, the pearl clutchers.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I can't believe he said that.
Well, it's a form of power. I think speak to some right-wing folks, the snowflakes work together, become a blizzard. It's the fact that they take offense so easily or they're offended,
they get triggered, man,
that it gives them a certain sort of power. You have a grievance, essentially.
I remember saying this to somebody recently. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? I was like, you can't offend me. Right. And they were like, what? I was like, no, really. Like, I promise you, there's nothing that you personally, that I know, you can say that would offend me. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it really takes a lot.
Because I just don't care.
To offend me or piss me off.
And that's the key, though, is the only way that one can be offended is you allow it to offend you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
You know, you have to take it personally instead of just saying, okay.
You're an idiot. Move on.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think the only times I've been offended, like, and like emotionally worked up, like angry, is when somebody has power over me and they're abusing it. I don't like that. Or is somebody, like, breaks my heart in a terrible way. I'm literally offended. I thought we had something here. I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm going to start throwing blows or anything. You don't do that, gentlemen. You just don't do that. But I might, you know, go eat a pint of ice cream like a woman or something.
Yeah. Do a little French dip.
Yeah. I would just do what I do when I'm happy or sad or not or whatever. Just get drunk.
Get blotto.
Wait, Dave, are we drinking because we're sad or because we're happy today? I don't know. Yeah. We're just drinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. It's a nice anchor. Keeps me centered.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Some people have yoga. Some people have meditation.
Some people have hardcore boozing.
That's right. Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's made our culture. It really has. Yeah. We are a drinking culture. I mean, look at us compared to like the Middle East. My God.
Such weird ass.
I mean, but they do know how to enforce a prohibition. Usually prohibition doesn't work because unless
you cut their heads off.
Yeah, you know, like, okay, you want that hand? Yeah.
My uncle told me a story about when he was stationed in the Sinai, I think, and he was like, they wanted to find some hashish.
Oh, yes.
And you can't get, you know, like, you cannot find booze over there, like in Egypt. And so, but they were, you know, they were on base. And so they had a bottle of Jack Daniels and they were like, you know, they got into a cab. And so he's like, you know, we'll give you this bottle. Like, and the guy, he's like, and the dude comes out with like two hefty bags. He's like, they had no idea like how much booze was worth.
Yeah.
Like versus that was worth.
Wow. Man, it's just, Well, and you know those guys are trying to find ways, who live over there are trying to find
big
ways.
Time.
It's like any other person. I think that's our number one asset. It's the debauchery, the brave, decadent West is actually our asset. It makes people in the Middle East. Like, I heard someone is a historian, Thaddeus Russell, he said, what's going to change that culture is go to Saudi Arabia, go to the UAE, go to even Iran, and look at all the satellite dishes on top of the buildings that are beaming in Western culture.
Yeah.
That's what's going to win any sort of war.
What did Vaclav Havel say? That Levi's ended the Cold War?
Exactly.
Honestly, that's funny you say that, because when we were in Turkey, it was 79, 80, most Turks that we ran into and would talk to, they wanted Levi's.
Yeah.
Levi's, man. That's, and you're like, what? You're Levi's.
That was the thing. Like, you know, that's what the Czechs wanted.
Exactly. It? And it's to me, you and me, it's as common as anything else. But to them, it was great. Or if you gave them a Coca-Cola, an American Coca-Cola. Not a Turkish flat Coke, but an American Coca-Cola, man. It was like gold.
And Neil Bortz, when he was still on air, used to tell the story of the time of a Russian who finally made it to the U.S. And when they went to the grocery store, this Russian, like, broke down crying.
Yeah.
Khrushchev accused him of faking it.
Really?
When he came over to the to talk to the UN, the one where he like hitting his shoe on the table, you know? And And they thought that he said that we'll bury you, but it was translated wrong or whatever. But yeah, he was like they took him to a supermarket and he was like, this is propaganda.
We know we do it like, in our own country.
Yeah, I mean he's like, because there were no bread lines.
One of the bread lines.
Yes.
Right. Well, and North Korea does this too. It is like a Stalinist blueprint.
Yeah.
What are the Potemkin?
Potemkin Village is like a it's like a fake thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and no, we actually have it. You can go to the grocery store and buy any sort of thing a stoner would love.
Yeah. On the border of the DMZ, there's this huge building.
There's this building that
you can see, and it's like this nice facade of like a nice modern building. It's just the front.
That's what I thought.
It's like a movie set.
It's like a movie set.
When we were over there, they told us that.
Yep, there's nothing behind it.
They said just a front, just like a movie set.
It is amazing. But it's
supposedly just this beautiful looking town.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's amazing. When somebody gets so much power, they're like, well, we'll just lie.
Right.
But that's what I don't understand.
Truth is what we want.
Maybe it's just because we're Americans, but when we can get to see behind the curtain and you realize it's just the little man back there pulling the strings, we're quick to call that out.
The thing to me, though, is that, like, that level of control sounds annoying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to deal with people that much and, like, you know, have to say what they can do and can't do. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true, too. Who's got time for that?
Right.
Right. And you're also, a lot of people are trying to kill you.
Yeah, like, why not? Just cool out, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just too much work being a tyrant.
I totally agree.
Especially when you don't like most people.
Right.
Right.
You really don't want to be in touch with them if you don't have to.
Definitely, though, should not have power. Because whenever I play like Sid Meier's Civilization and I get the nuclear weapons first and somebody just kind of annoys me and pisses me off, I'm like, you're nuked. Like, don't give me power. I don't need the nuclear codes. I don't need the football. None of this. I'm quick to anger. I'm a pretty even keel guy.
So you lose the pacifist.
Oh yeah.
Immediately.
Oh sure.
Once you have power.
Well, and if you give me the right incentive, like there's one scenario.
I know, right? Who does that ever happen to?
And there's one scenario in Civ 6 where you have to win by taking over cities that have a different religion than you. It gives you a hell of a lot of points.
Wow.
So I immediately become very bigoted towards Muslims. Like, I'm the Protestant Reformation. I'm taking on the Catholics and the Muslims, baby. But it's just properly incentivized. I want to win the game.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway.
Nailing documents to the door.
Joey Clark, 2020. Sex, money, power, baby.
Heck yeah. I'm in.
Oh, and I just realized we have been kind of talking bad about politicians. Somebody mentioned Monty Python, so let's apologize, gentlemen.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program. It was never our intention to imply that politicians are weak-kneed political time servers who are concerned more with their personal vendettas and private power struggles than the problems of government. Nor to suggest at any point that they sacrifice their credibility by denying free debate on vital matters in the mistaken impression that party unity comes before the well-being of the people they supposedly represent. Nor to imply at any stage that they are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
We're very sorry, folks.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. As we roll on through the middle of the Friday rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking pretty good out on the roadways. Things are back to pretty much a normal traffic flow. It's really busy out on the boulevard, so watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any delays for you. Just be careful. You're up at a speed limit ride both on I-65 and on I-85, and the 31s are running clear right out of town. So be careful. Let's get our weekend started safely this afternoon. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sundays. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
One of the best investments you can make in your home and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got two annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125. 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it, they have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At the Home Depot, warmer days means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your landscape. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro mulch helps soil retain moisture and comes in shades of red, brown, or black. If you're looking for a healthier garden and more curb appeal, you're getting warmer. Today is the day for doing with red, white, and blue savings on Vigoro colored mulch. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
Ellis SQ with Alabama News Network. Travel authorities need your help finding 81-year-old James Merriweather. He was last seen on 10th Street in Prattville around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He was wearing blue jeans, a blue and white shirt, and a black baseball hat. He has several health conditions. If you know where he is, call Prattville Police. A woman who said she dated Roy Moore as a teenager is asking a judge to resolve Moore's defamation lawsuit against her as he begins a new Senate campaign. Lawyers for Debbie Wesson Gibson filed a motion this week after a lost Senate race in 2017. Moore sued Gibson and others who said Moore pursued romantic and sexual relationships with them when they were teens and he was in his 30s. First Baptist Church in Prattville is open for service after a stomach virus impacted some adult members of the church. The church canceled the rest of its Vacation Bible School. The building was thoroughly cleaned and disinfected. Church leaders say the virus was not foodborne. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. No surprises in the forecast as we go through this last weekend in June. Still, there is a risk you could encounter an isolated storm. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 73. Tomorrow and Saturday will be hot, but there will be scattered relief. A few extra storms on the radar, so your chances are slightly better. Otherwise, partly sunny, hot, low to mid-90s both days, lows at night in the low 70s. The first day of July, Monday, is hot, high 95. And Tuesday's high 96. There will only be widely scattered storms for the lucky towns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I've been on the David Letterman Show twice. Anyone see me? Like 4 million people watch that show, and I don't know where the hell they are. But that's my favorite introduction I've ever had. You might have seen this next comedian on the David Letterman Show. But I believe more people have seen me at the store. And that would be a better introduction. You might have seen this next comedian at the store. And people would say, hell yes, I have. I opened up a yogurt, and underneath the lid, it said, please try again. They were having a contest I was unaware of. But I thought I might have opened the yogurt wrong. Or maybe your play was trying to inspire me. Come on, Mitch, don't give up. Please try again. A message of inspiration from your friends at Yoplait. Fruit on the bottom, hope on top. I think Pringle's initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringle said, what the hell? Cut him up. I think a rotisserie is like a really morbid Ferris wheel for chickens. It's a very scary piece of machinery. We will take the chicken, impale it, and then rotate it. And I'll be damned if I'm not hungry. Because spinning chicken carcasses make my mouth water. If you go to the grocery store and you stand in front of the lunch meat section for too long, you start to get pissed off at turkeys. You see like turkey ham, turkey pastrami, turkey bologna. Someone needs to tell the turkeys, man, just be yourself.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
As we roll on through the middle of the Friday rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking pretty good out on the roadways. Things are back to pretty much a normal traffic flow. It's really busy out on the boulevard, so watch yourself around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any delays for you. Just be careful. You're up at a speed limit ride both on I-65 and on I-85, and the 31s are running clear right out of town. So be careful. Let's get our weekend started safely this afternoon. Let Reinhardt Toyota make this 4th of July road trip the best ever. Special deals are going on right now through the end of the month. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. and open on Sundays. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Oh, so what a show this has been. It's flown by. I mean,
I know.
2 hours and 45 wow. minutes. I mean, this is unreal.
What a happy crazy. Hour.
I still have the Joey Clark Radio Hour coming up.
Yeah.
Available wherever podcasts are available.
Excellent.
It's all over the place. Got to start promoting that. Got to start doing things. You know, been thinking about it. I've been stewing it. I've been talking to some brilliant people about these things, you know. No, my godfather, actually, I hadn't seen him in forever. Yeah, my actual godfather. He's doing well, and he actually asked me, and I'll just share it with the audience. Like, you should get an agent. Like, you seem like the type that can do content and likes doing that, but you don't seem like the business type. I'm like, you're right, actually.
I was going to talk to you about you getting a manager. You do need a manager.
Yeah, I'm not that organized.
Your manager needs a manager.
Exactly. Yeah. Just great old team.
You know what he needs, Dave?
What's that?
Brady Moore.
I was going to ask if you got Brady's card handy.
I mean, Brady is the best press agent, you know, PR guy. I mean, on the planet, really.
Yeah,
he's a busy man.
Wait, he's worked with you?
Has he? Come on, dude.
I mean, how do you think Clay got on the radio?
Right.
Who do you think shined that star, buddy?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm impressed.
I mean, it has nothing to do with those pictures that I have of all y'all.
Nope. And
is he as long-winded as you, though?
No.
Well, he is an agent.
Not quite as long-winded as I am.
Okay, good. He's not as terse as Pedro, though.
No.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Speaks
good.
Very proper English.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'll give him a call if you think it'll be worth my time.
I don't know if it'll be worth yours.
he charges a lot.
Gotta
say, I don't think he gives free consultation.
Very expensive.
Well, I'll have to test him. Like, I mean, for instance, this story right here. Just saw it, just pulled it up. The headline is this, folks. You gotta learn how to sniff out the BS and the propaganda. This is from Gizmodo.
Yeah, Gizmodo, I think, right?
Gizmodo?
I would say Gizmodo.
Gizmodo,
yeah. Yeah, fossilized. Don't ask me.
Iran, Iran. Did you hear that show?
No. What?
Iran.
I was talking about Iran, and it was a fairly serious show. And then he pops in after 35 minutes of me kind of monologuing and says, "Joey, I've been listening to everything you said, but there's one problem. You're saying Iran wrong because I keep saying Iran." He's like, "Why do you call it Iran?" And then you went into this whole convoluted thing about how it's like some conspiracy, a PR move by the Iranians.
And it probably devolved into Sesame Street.
No doubt Sesame Street.
You telling some story about meeting your wife for the first time.
Wouldn't I run?
Oh, would you like to hear that story?
No.
Not again.
Well, we don't have the 15 minutes. I can't get it.
No, but we got to sniff out the BS. I wonder if Brady Moore how he would answer this. But I read this headline. Fossilized teeth suggest some ancient crocodiles were vegetarians. Utter crap.
Wrong.
Utter
Big
crap.
Wrong.
What sort of vegan vegetarian propaganda
is this? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. This is just not true. Oh, we looked at some teeth. So these crazy lizard creatures with essentially a body of armor ate vegetables. Sure.
Yeah, you ever seen them like...
That's the truth.
You ever seen them like when a deer walks by?
Yeah.
Yeah, they might eat vegetarians, but not vegetables.
They're eating soccer moms in Florida, man.
Right.
They've changed over time, but at one point, they ate vegetables.
Hmm. What made them change?
After the flood.
Oh, you're going to go into the Nephilim and all that, too?
I'm just...
We've really had some doozies, of a show.
I'm just telling you.
I asked him the other night, do you believe in aliens, or the possibility of aliens and life outside of this planet? And he went into a whole convoluted interpretation of biblical scripture.
Well, he's not wrong.
Yeah, I think
it's not convoluted. I mean, it's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
As what we would consider aliens.
The Nephilim were on the earth then.
As when the angels came down and screwed women and made these giant creature beings.
The other thing is that when Baron and I talk...
That is a very scientific term.
When Baron and I talk about, lost civilizations or things like that are, before, recorded history that we know it, that's in the Bible, too.
Sure.
I mean, it says in Genesis, replenish the earth.
Hmm.
Be fruitful.
Yeah.
And replenish. Now, what would you have to replenish? if there was nothing there before
that. If it wasn't plenished to begin with.
No, it really, it was a Rogan episode that blew my hair back, where it was Graham Hancock and Robert Schock, and they were talking about this solar event where it would have rained lightning and killed most of life on the planet, but the people that would have survived were those in caves, and there are common cave paintings that would have looked like the, you know, the night lights. Like the solar, what is it? Aurora Borealis. Yeah, it would have looked like the way these cave paintings look. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, okay, that's Aurora Borealis. A theory.
Now, Dave thinks he can get weird. I can get weird,
oh,
Jack.
Good Lord.
Clay will break out the Bible and get weird.
I can sure enough get weird.
That's what we need to do one night, a weird off.
It's not a contest.
It should be.
Nah, I mean...
Oh, you don't like to compete over weirdness?
I mean, I'm not like I'm not being performatively weird. I'm just weird.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm pretending to be weird over here.
Good point. Good point.
Clay does that to get chicks.
No, I understand that. Whenever somebody calls up, it's like, "Do your Bernie Sanders." I clam up. Yeah. I don't want to. I'm not a monkey to perform.
What am I,
for
a clown? I'm here to amuse you.
Make me laugh, funny man.
Yeah, give me a break. Oh, look at this.
I was. I did ask a friend of mine. I said, "You know, should I wear the should I wear the bandana on CNN?" He said, "You're weirder than you were 2 years ago." I think yes.
Dude, I want to see the sleeve on CNN.
Yeah, exactly. I got that too.
Well, I've almost forgotten. You are going to be their Alabama guy for the Roy Moore for the Senate campaign.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's awesome.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that was the subtext of what they said after they bumped me.
Oh, good Lord!
Because if I ran. Or Iran, or whatever the heck you want to call it, Clay.
You know, speaking of the Roy Moore campaign, I meant to bring this up in the first segment when we were talking about it. Mm-hmm. My brain works really, really slow. You know the difference in Vladimir Putin and Roy Moore?
What?
Putin does not wear a shirt when he rides his horse.
It's true.
Because he's a big horse guy, too.
He's very manly when he rides his horse.
Into horses.
No shirt.
He's big into horses.
Yeah, loves horses.
You got to straddle your sturdy steed, head to the poles. It inspires.
I saw a meme with him and a bear, and he was shirtless, like hanging with the bear.
Oh, really? Putin, I don't think that was Photoshopped. I think it's real. Yeah.
Could be.
It's like North Korea finding unicorns.
Well, I don't know if you knew, but
I remember that story.
I remember that.
That was funny.
It was great. Here, look at this. We're out of time. We're straight out of time. Oh, well. We'll be back, though, folks. Joey Clark Radio Hour is still... Y'all are welcome to hang around unless y'all got crap to do. You know, lives. But I don't. I'll be here another hour. And thank you for joining me here on
Happy
Hour.
It was fun. Oh, it's a blast. And always a blast.
I guess we'll kind of reset things, but the weirdness will continue.
We'll just keep being
as
weird.
Usual.
We'll be back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what, when you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums, you should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trim. trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the Friday afternoon traffic, and things are looking a lot better out on the roadways. We still have a lot of cars out there, so watch the traffic around you, but everything is rolling pretty smoothly. The interstates are back up to a speed limit ride. We have some big traffic jams on the boulevard. That's mostly around the intersection, so be careful there. And if you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see anything to mess up your ride home. Fall semester classes at Trenton State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
There are a few situations in life more difficult or challenging than a divorce. Guys, if you find yourself in that situation, let me recommend you turn your situation over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, dedicated to serving men in matters of divorce. They bring a unique perspective to the life-changing challenges brought on by divorce. It's not about winning. It's about making sure that you get what you're entitled to, that your rights are protected, that every minute of child visitation is arranged for, that you walk away with your fair share of the estate you built together in that marriage. You planned, you worked hard, you made sacrifices, you got a nice home, savings, retirement, great kids. Their job is to deliver you and yours safely on the other side and keep you out of the emotional hassle. Do not try and handle this yourself. Turn it over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter. The number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810, or visit divorceformenalabama.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.